Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. This book caught my eye just because, well, I'm a big kid at heart. It's called Recess, From Dodgeball to Double Dutch, Classic Games for Players of Today. Fathers Ben Applebaum and Dan DeSorbo have put together this guide to all those fun playground games. Dan DeSorbo joining me on the phone. Dan, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how did you and Ben decide to put together this book, Recess, and revisit all these classic games?
Well, Ben and I are both young fathers, and we've written a few other books for, more adult, like party games. So, you know, transitioning into fatherhood, having kids of our own, we thought, you know, what better thing to do than to kind of introduce them to all these games from our youth.
Well, you know, these days it's all about the screen, and as you did research for your book Recess, did you find that some of these playground games still exist? Or are you trying to revitalize them or revive them?
A little bit of both. We have a funny little saying, you know, put the screens down and pump up the ball. So we're advocates of getting outside and having fun and being active rather than heads down, you know, screens on. A lot of these games are still being played, but we feel they're sort of losing their momentum. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, we solidified this in a book form because, you know, honestly, these games existed before the internet. But the funny thing is there really is no, like, archive of these games anywhere. So, you know, before these games die out, we want to make sure, you know, we sort of archive them and then reintroduce them because once kids of today start playing these games, they realize, you know, it's a lot more fun than sitting down and watching a show or something.
And a lot about this book has to do with the rules, and you mm-hmm. do a fine job or have done a fine job of laying out all the rules for each of the games. We'll cover some of the games here in a moment, but you covered the whole nine yards here, Dan. You talk about how to decide who goes first. You have some rules in the beginning. You really laid out the whole nine yards.
Right. I mean, you know, Recess is more than just, you know, rules to a game. So things like you just mentioned, who picking first. I mean, that was a fun part of, you know, the beginning of Recess. There's a million ways to do it. Odds and evens, rock, paper, scissors, you know, one potato, two potato. You know, those sort of things you don't really think about because it was just part of our childhood. But honestly, you know, they don't exist anymore. So, you know, putting those things down, you realize, wait a minute, you know, picking first might sound pretty arbitrary, but in all honesty, it's actually a fun little exercise. Yeah, at the beginning of the book, we sort of outlined just sort of the overall kind of basics of Recess, you know, don't be a crybaby sort of things.
Well, and you also say how to recess and
right.
Have a little mnemonic here. It's respect, effort, competition, exercise, social, and safety. Recess, a little guide to what's mm-hmm. happening. And it does have some value, both for kids and adults, you point out. And that's right there on page 9 and 10 where you say this is good for kids, good for adults too.
Right, exactly. So, you know, we think of Recess as kids, but in actuality, you know, adults can benefit from it too. So for kids, there's the whole, the obvious, you know, exercise, you know, not being a couch potato. There's the societal, social skills that you will learn just from interacting, you know, with games and rules and kind of confrontation. But for adults, there's, you know, Recess has the ability to kind of, you know, snuff out your stress and be a little bit more creative. Like even at my office here, you know, we don't partake in a full session of Recess, but if we're having sort of a brainstorming meeting, we'll actually play, you know, we have a small basketball hoop in the office, we'll play a game of horse while we're just brainstorming. It actually helps boost creativity instead of just sitting around a desk and, you know, sitting down.
You also say one of the value for grown-ups is it keeps you kicking longer.
Right, exactly. Again, just the basics of, you know, if you're playing kickball, anything outdoors and being active, it's just good for you. So hopefully if you have kids, you're outside, you're playing games, and you're getting some activity along with them.
I'm speaking with Dan DeSorbo, who along with Ben Applebaum has written the book Recess, From Dodgeball to Double Dutch, Classic Games for Players of Today. More than 150 games outlined in this book, Recess. Details at WVXU.org. So as you began to make the list for these games, these Recess games, I thought about it, Dan, and well, I came up with, okay, there was kickball and there's dodgeball and there's four square. But you came up with over 150 games. How did your list develop?
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, my list just it started with, you know, recalling the games I played and, you know, talking with friends and, you know, just sort of writing those down. Same thing with Ben. And then as we started digging deeper into some of these games, it's really interesting. I think I mentioned it before. You know, these games were never really archived. It was passed on from, you know, your brother or your sister would teach you a game, or, you know, the kids in the neighborhood would pass their rules of their version of stickball to you. So as we started digging into our games, we realized, you know, there's spin-offs of all these, you know, standardized games, and, you know, throughout the country and even throughout the world, there's just variations of all these games. So, you know, as we got deeper into it, we realized, you know, there's tons of, I mean, we have 150 in the book, but, I mean, honestly, there could have been 200, 300 games to think about. So it's just really amazing how regional and localized a lot of these games are, and how awesome it could be to put them down and then explain the different variations for each of the games.
Well, this is a great reference guide, and you know, I didn't realize, well, let's just say I didn't know all the rules when I played some of these games.
Right. Yep.
And I've learned them here. but how did you, you know, as you said, there's no repository that has the rules.
Right.
How did you and Ben get together to figure out what the rules actually are? And did you find any that do have official rules?
Yeah, so for some of the games, it was literally us, you know, playing the way we played and sort of just documenting it. And then, you know, going through old book. My father-in-law is a gym teacher, for example, or, you know, you might ask your grandmother how she played marbles. So just kind of a lot of just note-taking, digging in, and actually playing the game. So that's how some of the basic ones worked. But for, like, kickball, dodgeball, there's actually, believe it or not, professional organizations that run, you know, tournaments or, you know, corporate events around that particular sport. So we actually reached out to these groups, and they actually contributed some of the rules for some of the more established games like kickball, wiffle ball, dodgeball, four square, the bigger kind of meatier recess games.
It's fun that you cover really the gamut, not only the big ball games, but also little hand games and dexterity games. And the jumping and rope games, there was one in here that I was not familiar with that I want to learn to play, the Chinese jump rope. Explain what Chinese jump rope is.
Yeah, so that one, it's instead of turning the rope, it's more of you sort of wrap the ropes around your ankles, and then you do these, I guess, patterns where you jump in and out, and you sort of use your ankles to make different, I guess you call them jumping patterns. It's a really interesting game. I didn't grow up with it. Ben actually has two daughters, and they play it all the time, so he's sort of manned up and took that section. So, but, I mean, yeah, the jumping games, there's double dutch, where you have three to four people with two ropes. You have, you know, single jumping. I mean, all those things you just don't think about. You just did it involuntarily as a kid that, you know, it's funny that we have to kind of outline it in the book, but it's, again, you just need a rope, and there's dozens of different games you can play.
Well, you know, I discovered and did not know about Chinese jump rope. What did you not know about and discover as you were putting together Recess, Dan?
Yeah, well, one of the interesting things was, so I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old at home, both boys. So I tried to play as many of these games as I could. Obviously, I'm not playing, you know, dodgeball with them, but so
you'd win all the time.
right. So, but one of the games that I did that I personally didn't play as a kid was marbles. So, you know, I wanted to play as many of the Mario games as I could just so I got a good grip. Believe it or not, my two kids absolutely love Ringer, which is a marble game, and we still play it to this day. So it's just one of those, for me, that was surprising to think of this really, you think of it as a very old, you know, old-time game that, you know, my kids today are in love, probably one of their favorite games of the whole book.
Recess, from dodgeball to double dutch, classic games for players of today. Over 150 games covered in this book by Ben Applebaum and Dan DeSorbo, who I'm talking to right now in the book club at 91.7. And it's not just the rules here. You have a little bit of history. You also have some fun facts. You have a coach who gives tips along the way. This is really immersive, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, we try to really make a comprehensive book on Recess. So, I mean, the rules are kind of really general. Then we dig into, I mentioned before, all those variations. So if you grew up in Georgia or you grew up in Connecticut, I mean, the way you play that particular game is different. So we try to include a lot of those variations. And then sprinkled throughout, we have, you know, world of play. So hopscotch, for example, I mean, there's versions of hopscotch throughout the world. So, you know, we try to include different versions of those games throughout the world. Then we do sort of fun facts from history of how these games maybe originated. And then you mentioned the coach. So he'll come in and really give you some, like, insider tips on how to really excel at that particular game.
The one tip from the coach for thumb wrestling is make sure you dry off your thumb before a match. You don't want your opponent to slip away because of some sweat or leftover lunch on your hands. So,
right. I mean, you really need those little advantages when playing thumb wrestling. So.
Well, and it's interesting. And matter of fact, you at the very, very beginning of the book, you talk about how you have to be careful at recess. You know, there's all mm-hmm. there can be pain involved, I guess you could say.
Right. Yeah, we do talk about that. We talk about safety. Safety is very important. So we think dodgeball gets a bad rap because, you know, the way sometimes it's played, it's just it's a wild game. But the real rules of the game, it's actually fairly safe. So you know, it's important to look at these games and think of them how they're meant to be played, and also as long as we respect one another. And you know, it's good to be competitive, but it's not good to be a bully. So we actually sort of we show that line, like, hey, you're being competitive if you're, you know, in horse playing or doing some smack talk to your competitor lighthearted, but you're being a bully if you're really insulting, you know, and throwing jabs at a player. So at the beginning of the book, we sort of try to outline the safety, respect, you know, competition, to really make sure you're having fun, because that's what really recess is all about.
So what was it like researching all these games? I know you had some collaborators who helped out along mm-hmm. the way too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned before, we had some experts, we had other collaborators, I mean, family and friends, I mean, just reaching out. It's amazing how, you know, you bring up recess to, you could pretty much bring it up to anybody, and they have either a favorite game or a particular story, something that's nostalgic about it that, you know, it really helps to discuss when thinking of recess. So it was really cool to really, you know, talk to people and get their stories and games that they thought were super important. And it meant a lot to them growing up and in part of their childhood.
Well, you mentioned marbles that you didn't play growing up but are playing now. Any other games from recess that you've discovered and are playing with your boys?
Yeah, I mean, we try to do, I mean, thumb wrestling, hide and seek. I mean, a lot of the hand games we're trying out now since they're getting a little bit more, I guess, ambidextrous. You know, I'm waiting to get into some of the ball games that we talked about. Myself growing up, wiffle ball was big. So right down, you know, down the road from my office is actually where they make wiffle ball. So wiffle ball was a big time game. You know, I'm getting them on the D-ball. I'm getting them to try some stuff. So I'm just waiting till, you know, I could get them doing some of the pitches.
Well, it's a great book, and I imagine what's reaction been like? I mean, I love this, and I want to start, you know, gathering a crowd and playing some of these games. What's been
the reaction
since it's come out?
I've been surprised how great the reaction has been. So, like I said, it's surprising when people see the book. It's very surprising that they're like, "Oh, wait a minute, what? Really? There wasn't a book on recess? It just seems so obvious." So it's great to see that people are actually, you know, really proactive in supporting the idea of recess, especially when we mentioned before these schools are starting to, I guess, shy away from more of this unstructured free playtime and really switching to this, you know, academia. So a lot of the young parents are backing it. They really think their kids need to go outside and play, and the helicopter parent idea, I think, is hopefully going away. So this unstructured, having fun, being yourself is we've been getting a lot of support for that, so that's been great.
Dan DeSorbo, he, along with Ben Applebaum, the authors of Recess, From Dodgeball to Double Dutch, Classic Games for Players of Today. Details about the book and their work at WVXU.org. Dan, thanks for being on the Book Club at 91.7.
Thanks so much for having me.